You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This afternoon, CBS Sports Talk Radio, The Lion, 100.9 FM, 1380 AM, thelionnews.com for your stream. We are going to roar, and we are going to Pittsburgh, and we are going to visit with Brian Davis. He is with Behind the Steel Curtain, fine football analyst for Gordy Sports and more. Let's give it up for Brian Davis on a happy Friday afternoon.
Coach Gordy, thanks for having me today. I can't believe it's November, late November. We're looking Thanksgiving in the face, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are still undefeated. It is a wonderful feeling, my man.
Although, beware, I have had analysts that say you may not be as strong as one thinks because of, again, you got to balance out the run and the pass.
You know what? Yeah, that's something that a lot of people are really worried about. I got to tell you, I'm a little less worried about it, and this is the reason why. Sure, you need to have a strong running game, and I know balance and division of labor is a very important thing, and you saw the Cincinnati Bengals line up to try to stop the running game. But when they did that, Ben Roethlisberger said, all right, we don't have to rely on our running game as much. I could just go back to the Todd Haley days and do these little bubble screen passes, these little short dink and dunk passes. He threw the ball over 40 times again for the second week in a row. And what is so beneficial about that is he has the thoroughbred that can take that ball and move the chains with it. It's an extension of the running game. It's just a quick pass to a guy like Ray McCloud, Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, even Chase Claypool, James Washington, too. You know, those guys could really move the chains with their legs. They're kind of running backs, so they're just getting that short little pass and running with it. So when teams start getting more wise to that and do whatever they can to stop that, that's when you're handing the ball back to James Conner again, back to a guy like Benny Snell Jr., and when Anthony McFarland comes back, it looks like he could possibly be back this weekend as well. You know, those are going to open some things up. The one thing that is more of a concern to me than the actual runners, it's the blocking. You've got some of the best pass blockers in the league. We're in week 11 right now. We're going into week 11. They've only given up 10 sacks to Ben Roethlisberger. They've kept him clean. They're just not opening the lanes up as well. You've got a road grader in Kevin Dotson. If you've had five Kevin Dotsons, that is going to be a perfect running team. But right now, you're looking at a situation where you have a team that has been built to protect Ben Roethlisberger, and they're not running as well. But they ran the first 3 weeks of the season. They didn't forget how to do it. They were the only team in the first 3 weeks of the season to have a 100-yard rusher. They had one in Benny Snow Jr. the first week and James Conner the next 2 weeks. So they know how to run the ball. They can get back to that. But my question is, do they really need to with what they're doing is working?
Let's look at this win, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati, 36-10. Go.
You know what? Joe Burrow and T. Higgins are going to be fantastic. You are going to remember their names in the future. In fact, I love the character of Joe Burrow as well. Here's a guy that the Cincinnati media tried to bait him into going after the Steelers after the game, saying they kept on hitting you dirty, knocking you down. He's like, wait, no, they didn't. In fact, they were trying to hold me up at times. You know, not at all. He did not subscribe to that. He didn't play into it. He said, you know, I need to get better. He's going to be a very good player, especially if they get some protection for him. They did not have it this game. Last week at this time when we talked about this, I said he's going to be fantastic, but not this year. He's going to have growing pains against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know he's going to be good in the future, but the Steelers brought it against them. They ended up sacking him 4 times in this game, but they were able to force errors on that team, and they did not give up much. Now, on the ground, the Cincinnati Bengals rushed for 137 yards, and people are saying, what has happened to the run defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Keep in mind that very late in that game, in garbage time, the Cincinnati Bengals had a 37-yard fake punt to try to generate any kind of offense. So you take that away, they have given up 100 yards on the ground, and that's it. It was actually a really good game for that team.
Let's go ahead and talk about this upcoming game against the 1-8. Yes, 1-8. Jacksonville has not won since their very first win. Talk about Jacksonville. Shouldn't be much of a contest, but things are known to be different.
Well, also, you're talking about Jacksonville, who in 25 years of existence has a slight winning record over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Remember, they were AFC Central foes and played twice a year for a lot of years. If I'm not mistaken, I think the season series for each year in a row would be 13 Jacksonville to 11 Pittsburgh. With Pittsburgh, here's the thing. In the Mike Tomlin era, Mike Tomlin was 1-4 against the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. This game is at TIAA Bank Stadium in Jacksonville, where the Steelers under Mike Tomlin are 3-0. For some reason, they do better on the road against this team than they do at home.
They like Northern Florida.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to Florida. They love the scenery there. You know, you've got that great pool in Jacksonville. I went to a game in Jacksonville just 5 years ago. They wouldn't let me anywhere near that pool. I'm not hot enough, but it's a fun atmosphere. You're going to have a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans there. I have a cousin that was at the Dallas game. She claims that it was almost 75% Steelers fan. How many fans were at that game? You're going to see the same thing in Jacksonville again. It's not that the Steelers travel as well. They relocate, and when you come to town, they're coming to find you the best they possibly can. So this is going to be a game that could be a trap, but they are mature enough to not let this be a trap. The one thing you want to not do is let the Thanksgiving day get in your head and think ahead to the Baltimore Ravens. If you focus solely on Jacksonville, you should be good in this game. Jacksonville has a good running back in James Robinson. They've got DJ Chark at wide receiver. They have Keelan Cole as well. Jake Luton had a good game in his debut against the Houston Texans. He's facing a much tougher defense this time around. So I got to tell you, every single category, the Pittsburgh Steelers, as far as defense, rates in the top 10, with their running game being the worst, and they are still 10th against the pass, courtesy of the last 3 weeks. But if you look at the fact that the most important stat is points per game, the Steelers give up 19 points per game. the Jacksonville Jaguars give up 30.1 points per game. The Steelers offense scores 30.1 points per game. That's really even. So I'm looking at this game thinking the Pittsburgh Steelers, if they do what they know they can do, if they are who we know they are, they should go and win this game, Gordy.
Jackie did play well against Green Bay, so give us your prediction here, sir.
You know, I'm actually going to go out on a weird limb, something I never do. I'm going for a shutout. And I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers 38 and the Jacksonville Jaguars 0. Is that going to happen? Probably not. But it's my gut, and always go with your gut, Gordy.
Coach Gordy now is going to take care of your tummy with the sweet variety. Our national day, we find it as National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. Does that work for Brian?
Oh, yeah, peanut butter fudge. My mom makes the best peanut butter fudge, I got to tell you.
Well, maybe some could find its way to Coach Gordy.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, they're not that far away from you, so maybe I could make that happen.
Now, as we have to let you play Gordy Sports on our National Day Trivia, fudge originated in the United States in what decade of the 1800s? In what decade of the 1800s did fudge originate in the United States? And it was sold at a local Baltimore grocery store for 40 cents per pound, which, if you understand back then, that was a lot of money. So what decade?
I'm going to go with the 1880s, Gordy.
Winner, 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 winner. Gosh, that light is just glowing in the Gordy Sports Hall and Bar Studio. Brian
really?
Davis, I wonder if this is because it has to do with Brian so good at the 80s songs. Ah, that may be the link. 1886, Brian Davis comes through.
You know, I was just going with late in the decade because originally when you said that, before you said 1800s, I was going to say like 1910. So when you said that, I'm like, well, let's throw out the 80s.
Well done, Brian Davis.
Well, that's a shock. I did not think I was going to get that right.
I think you need to enjoy some fudge this weekend.
Yep. I love me some fudge.
You take care. Good to have you, Brian.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.